Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In the Bible, in the book of Mark, the 12th chapter, the 24th verse, it says, Jesus said to them, Is this not the reason you are wrong? Because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. If we don't know the scriptures or the power of God, we're going to be wrong in many areas of life. God is the creator and sustainer of life and thereby holds the keys to understanding what life is all about. If we aren't going to spend time in His Word, if we're not going to seek answers, then we're not going to find answers. I always wished as a child that I could learn by osmosis. I wanted to put a book on my head and have all the words transfer from the book through my scalp into my brain and then when the test came about, be able to answer all the questions. When I explained this to my dad, he laughed at me, said it doesn't work that way. I'm trying to figure out why. Because you actually have to pick up the book and read it and put it in your mind and think about it and like a cow in a way, chew on it a while like you'd chew on a cud and make sure that you get everything out of it that you should. It's important that we know what the scriptures say. It's important that we know what God says. Since all things need a contextual concept to make sense, mankind needs to know God and the purpose of His creation in order to make sense of life and death. We have often heard people say that this life doesn't make sense or that they feel like their life is meaningless, and they could be right. If we choose to live apart from God, we lose the context of life, making life meaningless and death just becomes the end of a meaningless existence. The answer for those who seek meaning in this life is found in God alone. When we keep Him at a distance, we can, for moments at a time, find a fleeting fulfillment. However, God didn't make fulfillment something to achieve. Rather, it's something to receive. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for the Scriptures. I'm thankful that He has given me the ability to go and read and get to know who He is. I'm thankful for His promise that if I seek Him, I'll find Him. When a young person comes to me and says, I have not seen God. I don't understand who He is. My first response to him is, well, then you haven't honestly sought Him, because I understand that when you seek Him, you find Him. He's not out there trying to hide from you, but it still is your responsibility to seek Him. And if you really are seeking somebody you made up in your own head, you're going to be disappointed. He doesn't exist. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute, a division of Silver Birch Ranch.